Gary Harris, Gary, G-A-R-Y, Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S. Date of birth is December 10th, 1940. This is for data service 1-26-2023. Mr. Harris is an 82-year-old male who is here today for initial consultation regarding his type 1 diabetes management. He was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes in 1993. He also has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, anemia, chronic kidney disease, stage 3, and BPH. For his diabetes, he is on Lantus 13 units daily and Humalog 6 units with meals, plus 1 unit for every 50 milligrams per deciliter glucose greater than 150. His latest hemoglobin A1C is 7.3%. He reports occasional hypoglycemia. The patient states that he's hypoglycemic unaware. He denies any polyuria, dipsy, or polyphagia. He reports significant weight loss over the last 10 years or so since being more vigilant with his diet related to controlling his blood sugars more. Plan number one for his type 1 diabetes at this point, my recommendation is to change his Lantus to Traceba, 12 units once daily to give him more stability of his blood glucose. I will continue the Humalog 6 units 3 times a day with meals, plus 1 unit for every 50 milligrams per deciliter glucose greater than 150. Next number, the patient checks his blood sugar 4 times per day. He makes frequent dose adjustments to his insulin therapy based on blood glucose monitoring. Therefore, I will prescribe the Dexcom system. Next number, while we wait for the Dexcom system to be approved, I will give him a sample of the Freestyle Libre 3. We have given him a sample of this and placed it on his arm. Next number, we will also apply for the Tandem insulin pump with the Dexcom G6 combination. Next number, I have also given him a prescription for Gvoke for rescue therapy if his blood glucose drops below 40 milligrams per deciliter. Thank you for allowing me to participate in his management.